Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Bubbles Diary. Dear Diary, my buddy and I have been through a lot. So for this episode, I'm basically just going to be talking about like injuries and like body defects, but like not serious. So calm down, nobody's fine and amazing. So you can all breathe now. Okay, so I'm going to start first off with like the basics. That's my glasses. So both grandparents from both sides of my family wear glasses. Ironically though, my grandma from my mom's side started wearing glasses after me, and so did my mom. So yeah, I didn't even know, but anyway, I inherited the horrible eyesight gene. So yeah, I wear glasses, and I started wearing them like at the age of 12, yeah, 11 12, thereabout. And yes, I was one of those people that gave serious like major low self-esteem. I was super like uber glad to be able to see properly, but like I don't know, I was already a nerd and the glasses sort of like solidified it. Yeah, so that was there. But then I made the switch to contacts at the age of 19 20, I can't remember, sometime around that. I wear my glasses practically every day, but when I do have to like go out or go dancing or go to dinner, I do wear my contacts. Even to church, my contacts, I like them. They make me feel more normal or more or less like a nerd. But if you wear glasses, you do you. So the second one, somebody told me when I was like 12 or 11 that birthmarks are body defect. That's like a known fact. I actually don't know if that's true, but like we're doing like PhD class, that's physical and health education, yeah, in like just two, and we're learning about different things. I don't know why body defects was one of the things we're learning about, but I'm serious. Birthmarks was listed as one of them, and I have over 17 of them. My birthmarks are in the shape of small black dots, like they're just there. I think they're quite cute. I don't know, I don't hate them, I like them, I love them. I can't even like, people are like, oh my god, you have birthmarks. I'm like, yeah, I also have one here and here. Like, it gives me so much joy. Although I don't understand, I need to answer this question from, do you get more birthmarks as you grow up? Because I can almost swear on my life, I had only two when I was small. By the time I got to like SS2, I had three. And I was like, okay, maybe I didn't notice the third one. Maybe it just got more pronounced. Because, you know, that time I started feeling myself and looking more in the mirror and stuff. But then I'm in uni and all of a sudden I have four. You guys, I'm not that blind. I love my reflection, so I would have noticed the fourth one. Moving on, anywho, now let's talk about my fun injuries. So I went to very, well, I say high class primary school, from the classes of primary 4 to 5. And we used to have science like every other school, but we also had science practical, and we had the whole lab coats, goggles, gloves, different experiments, volcanoes, animals that were kept like asleep, small animals dissection, all that kind of stuff. And we're now dealing with acid bases and salt, so we had the whole science practical class for it. And we have felt different ones, the ones that were in liquid form and semi-solid, I think. I don't know, there was acid on our gloves involved in. So we're done, time for disinfection. Everybody remove your gloves, your goggles, and this and I leave. And it was a simple process, but there was this boy in my class, I don't know what to call it. I think we're like frenemies. Like, I came myself, took up his position in the class, so like we weren't like friends, but we're friends because we're cool. Yeah, but you know that thing when everybody has already named you enemies, so let me just call us frenemies. When we went to the same class, so we had the same science practical period, and they were like, oh, we're done for the day, remove your stuff for disinfection. And I've removed my goggles, and I don't know what we're joking about. So I don't know like what we're doing. We're playing because we're fighting, and he was just like, if I put my hand in your eye, and like he flicked his like finger, and next thing you know, like something just flew off the glove and entered my eye. It was acid, obviously. But obviously, we're primary school children, so they didn't give us like serious acid. But like, my eyes had to be like really rinsed, and there was like a whole flushing station where they dealt it. But like, it was really, really hurtful. And I don't want to say his full name, even though I remember his full name, because he was a good friend. Like, we're cool after all this. But he felt so bad. I felt so bad for him because he felt so bad. But everything was fine. Like, after, like, I think by the end of the day, my eye was completely back to normal. Okay, so that's that. Then for the injuries. So I have had many slamming my finger in the door injuries. Like, I don't know, my hands are like so prone to accidents and in between doors, car doors, house doors, room doors, even window. Yeah, my hand hasn't cut into the window before. But if I'm lucky, because my hand has never actually been like cut or like permanently injured, and I scar easily, but my scars go. Like, I don't actually have any permanent scarring from any of these incidents or any of my injuries in my life. Like, they actually all disappear. So yeah, that's what happened to my hand. That's for like injury section. Then, oh Jesus, I sound so confused. Okay, so talking about injuries, I had one major one when I was small. I couldn't have been like more than like 5. Was I 5 or 6? Maybe 6, because my adult, because my younger sister is like 4 years younger than me, and she was probably not up to 2 then. Sure, so like 5 or 6. I already had this injury on my arm. I don't know what it was from, probably iron or something, but it was healing. You know, this wound that like healing. I think it was a scald. I'm not sure. My skin there was just really sensitive, and I don't know what I did to piss off my sister. All I remember, I can't forget this incident ever in my life, is that my younger sister was like 2 or less, just came up with a pencil and stabbed it right into the wound. And there I am, screaming at the top of my lung with a pencil stuck, like, I'm not even exaggerating, stuck in my arm. Do not piss off your younger siblings, people. They are dangerous. Very dangerous, especially when they can't speak. They have to express themselves in other ways. I'm speaking from experience. Okay, traumatic incident aside, I've had a bunch of iron bonds. Now, this is where it gets interesting. So before I went to secondary school, I didn't do like minor ironing. Like, my mom was all about the, oh, you have to know the basic skills, like know how to wash, know how to sweep, know how to mop, know how to iron your clothes. But you see, you know when they're trying to teach you the basic skills, but like there's somebody else there doing it for you. So they're like, Monday you do your basic skill, Tuesday somebody else does it, Wednesday somebody else does it, but Thursday you try your basic skill again. So you see, you don't really like master it, and I only was like the last one I was taught. So yeah, I was good enough. Like, I actually knew how to iron my clothes, thank God for that. But apparently when they were teaching me my basic skill, they forgot to teach me the basic skills of handling an actual iron, like turn it off, unplug it, how to carry it, don't burn yourself. The last one was the most important instruction they should have probably taught me, because I had several iron bonds when I was in just one. And that's what I'm gonna tell you about today, guys. So the first one, oh, that I can remember of the many. No. Okay, so one of the iron bond incidents that I can remember, I think I can remember like 4, even though I had like 10. I'm not joking, because I really like burned myself a lot with irons. So one that I can remember is that I was ironing my clothes and they took the light. Did they take the light? Or, like, I don't know if it was blackout, because it's like a time when they used to turn off the power supply in school. But like, I think this one they took the light, so it wasn't planned. And I waited for a while and I was like, oh, they're going to bring it, but then they weren't bringing it. And you know, secondary school hostels, I don't know if it's just me, but they were always spooky. And they already told us all these, like, is it Miss Coin Coin Shoe and Bloody Mary stories. And I think I was like the only one on the corridor, so it was like freaking the hell out of my mind. Like, I was like, I believe in Jesus and all, but like, baby girl, you need to go to your room where there are other human beings. So, and I didn't want to leave my iron there, because obviously that's not like wise. What if the light comes back and the iron spoils? It's plugged in, so I unplugged it. Like, I turned it off and I plugged in. I wanted to just carry my clothes. Like, I was going to leave the iron there because I was like, okay, I'll come back. So I just wanted to carry my iron clothes. I didn't know that I put the wire when I unplugged, like, I'd thrown it on top of my bunch of clothes. So when I carried them, apparently the wire was cut in between, so I lifted the iron with the wire as well. And it was dark, mind you, no light. And I should have probably gone to get like a flashlight first and then come back and do what I was doing. But I was like, you know, bat eyes, I got this X-ray vision, I can do this without no flashlight. So I was doing that, and then I picked up my clothes, and next thing you know, this iron just swung across my leg, like burnt me. That's how it burnt me, because it was still hot, just swung across my leg and burning me. And there I am screaming, in the darkness. I all fall into the ground, including all the clean clothes that were just iron. So way to go, X-ray vision. Yeah, so that was like one of the memorable ones for me. Another one I have, also an incident when they took light. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. I think somebody deceived me when I was small that I can see in the dark. Because, once again, I didn't go and get a flashlight. But this one, it wasn't an incident where I was scared. I was just tired. I was like, oh, the light is gone and I'm not going to bother myself anymore. I just want to go to my room. So I wanted to grab the iron. And by estimation, with my X-ray vision, I reached out for the handle, but somehow, some way, I missed, and instead, I got the front with all four fingers, all freaking four fingers, people. Vaseline was my best friend in just one, legit. I was always tending to, I was always running cold water after a while, rub Vaseline, because I became a pro at treating them. I was always getting them. I had a bunch of other ones, but I can't really remember them right now. But another one I remember, this one was actually not my fault, mind you. Let's clap for that. This one was not my fault. So I had this senior. She was like 1 year above me. But we're like cool and we're friends. And we used to play and all. And that particular day, she was playing like, we're kind of like friends. Because I got away with a lot of stuff with her that some juniors couldn't obviously sit her normally because of our friend. I was her friend. So like that particular day, I think I said something, she was like, you this girl, like you stay again if I hit you with this iron. The iron was unplugged before we got there and we just come back from like dinner. So we didn't assume it was used. Even I was like fearless because I knew I was like, oh, the iron that was just there on the table since. So even she was, and she was like, if I burn you with this iron, and she was just like, she just picked up the iron and like, you know that thing you do where you try and play like you burn someone, but you don't actually burn them. So that's what she was doing. But by mistake, I think we just, like I said, we just finished from dinner. So I think her hands were like slippery or something. The iron now slipped out of her hands and actually touched my face. And it took us like a second because at first, even though it slipped, like we all knew it wasn't hot. But then it was actually hot. She burnt my face. Like I was just lucky that like in the midst of her playing and everything, like I slightly dodged part of the play. So it was just like the edge of my chin. Boy, you guys, iron burnt my freaking face. I was screaming. She was traumatized. She was sorry. She was like in shock. All of the above. And before you know, people came and they were like, what did you do? Why would you burn her face? And I had like a school mother. Shout out to the school mother that day. I had a school mother who was like 4 years her senior. So she was already on her, like, who do you think you are to do that to her? And I was trying to explain to her. I was trying to explain to everybody like it wasn't her fault. But before I could explain, I was in pain. I was screaming. So they first had to calm me down. I had to take me to the nurse. I was getting some painkillers. My school mother really babied me because she gave me like extra food and fruit. Because she was a prefect. She was assistant head girl. So she was still in. So they were not yet done eating dining hall. So she now like gave me like extra stuff to like calm me down. Oh my god, she treated me like a princess. Back to the story. And then she was like super annoyed with like the girl that did. And then at that point I finally calmed down. So I had to like explain to everybody, it wasn't her fault. I was singing this song for like the whole week, because then when I got back to class, all my classmates were like, oh my god, what's on your face? Oh my god, already have like a black marker on your face. And I'm like, no, it's not marker. My face was burnt with an iron. Yeah, that happened, but it wasn't her fault. Like, I had to be explained to everybody. My mom, apparently, I didn't tell my mom the story. So when she picked me up, she was like, what happened to your face? And I was like, my face was burnt with an iron. Yeah, that happened. It wasn't her fault. I had to be explained to everybody. She had to go and I remained cool. She left the school. I held no grudges against her. Like, it was just plain. It could have happened with any of my friends. And she was actually my friend. So, yeah. You guys. That's all you need to know about my buddy. If you want to know any more, sorry. Just go and give in any more. Yeah, so thanks for listening to this point. See you guys on the next episode of Bubbles Diary. Bye.